Well, good morning, folks, and welcome to another partly transcribed Gold Coast Rhythm.
Hey, George. George, what's wrong, old man? You don't sound very happy for a brand new father.
Yeah, what's eating you, boy? Yesterday you were bubbling over with the thrill of being a daddy.
Oh, let's talk about something else. I don't think people are interested in my private affairs.
George, the baby's all right, isn't he?
Oh, sure, he's okay.
Is your wife all right? Nothing's taking a turn for Lily, has it, George?
Yeah, her.
George, that's no way to talk about your wife who has just presented you with a fine baby boy.
Nah, her. Kid's only a few days old and you'd think she owned him. Father's got some rights, too, you know.
Hey, Watson, whatever happened to cause Mary Frankwell to lose that race last week?
Never mind that now, Georgie. Something very serious is wrong between Watson and Lily, and we've got...
Oh, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just one of those things. I suppose it's fate. I suppose it was bound to happen, just like...
Now, dental science reveals a startling discovery in the fight against tooth decay. Proof that always using Colgate dental cream right after eating helps stop tooth decay before it starts. Eminent dental authorities supervised hundreds of college men and women for over a year. One group always brushed their teeth with Colgate right after eating. The other followed their usual dental care. The group using Colgate as directed showed a startling reduction in average number of cavities, far less tooth decay. The other group developed new cavities at a much higher rate. No other dentifrice offers proof of these results. And Colgate contains all the necessary ingredients, including an exclusive patented ingredient for effective daily dental care. But no change in Colgate's flavor, foam, or cleansing action. As always, Colgate cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. The Colgate now at your dealers is the same formula used in the test. Always use Colgate dental cream right after eating to help prevent new cavities, help stop tooth decay before it starts.
George, you're in trouble somehow, and you've got to let us help you if we can. It just isn't normal for a man to be mad at his wife right after she presents him with a son. Yesterday, you were so happy. You spoke of Lily as my dear wife and used other endearing terms. And now you
say... Yeah, her.
Exactly.
Oh, you think she owned the kid or something. A father has some rights, too, you know.
Yeah, you said that, George.
Of course the father has some rights.
He's my boy, too, you know.
Of course he is, but what brought up all this business about a father's rights, anyway?
Well, the kid even looks more like me than does her.
You mean he's got a mustache?
Oh.
Never mind who the child looks like or in what respects. This is no time for a man and his wife to have a misunderstanding. A new baby is supposed to bring them closer together. It's one of the happiest periods of their lives.
By the way, Watson, you never gave me no cigar yet.
Anybody who's been a father will tell you that what I say is true, George. Millions of fathers have learned the fact. Just as millions of mothers buy Wonder Bread just because they know it helps build strong bodies 8 ways. But what you may not know is that penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives your child 46% more protein than the average of meat, milk, fish, and eggs. And that's important because without protein, no child can grow. As an energy food, Wonder Bread is likewise a very smart buy because penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives your child more energy than potatoes. Remember, penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives you 46% more protein and more energy, too. So serve Wonder Bread in a well-balanced diet. 8 ounces a day cost less than a dime. Remember, Wonder Bread helps build strong bodies 8 ways. And remember also, you can well afford to buy Wonder Bread for your child. Wonder Bread is doubly fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it, because it's slow-baked for lasting freshness. So get Wonder Bread from your grocer today. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I'll see that my boy eats nothing but Wonder Bread just as soon as his choppers start coming in. You can count on that. I don't care what she says.
Now, George, if you don't tell us what happened, I'm going to pop you right in the nose.
You got to let us help you, George. Come on. Tell us what's wrong.
Well, okay. I'll leave it up to you guys if I haven't got a right to be sore. Last night, I went over to the hospital to see my wife and new son. I was in fine spirits. Took a bunch of flowers for Lily and a rattle for the kid. He's the cutest little rascal, honest fellas. The doctor himself said that in all his experience,
we
he never...
We know all about that. What happened last night?
Oh. Well, I go down to the hospital, like I said. Everything is sunny side up, you know. Reach the floor that Lily's room is on, and I start down the corridor. I can hear a radio playing.
Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one dear but you. Whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
Mother.
Oh, hello, George. How's the new daddy?
The wonderful old. Here, here's some flowers for you.
Oh, George, how nice. They're beautiful.
Hey, how you feeling?
Oh, fine. I feel like I could even come home right now and wash that sink full of dirty dishes I know you piled up.
Oh, now, you just take it easy, honey. They'll still be there 3 or 4 days from now. Hey, how about Junior? How is the cute little...
You say Jack, the foaming cleanser, floats the dirt right down the drain. You stop paying the elbow tax when you start cleaning with Ajax. So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser, floats the dirt right down the drain.
Stop paying the elbow tax. Start cleaning with Ajax, Colgate's new scouring cleanser that foams as it cleans, polishes with half the effort. Watch Ajax foam into fragrant active suds as it cleans your sink and bathtub up to 50% faster. Use Ajax on pots and pans because no other leading cleanser cuts grease so fast, shines things so bright with so little effort. Thanks to foaming action, Ajax leaves no gritty cleanser scum.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Floats the dirt right down the drain.
George, did I hear you refer to the baby as Junior?
Yeah, sure. He never expressed any preference for any other name, so I just thought we'd call him Junior.
George, you're not planning on naming that sweet little baby George Culpepper Watson Jr., are you?
Why not? What's the matter with a man naming his first boy after himself? It's done all the time.
Not when the father has a middle name like Culpepper.
And what's wrong with the name of Culpepper? It's a family name. We're proud of it. Colonel George Culpepper made a distinguished name for himself in the Civil War, in case you didn't know it. He was General Lee's right-hand man at the time of Lee's retreat from Gettysburg.
Exactly what did he do? Feed the general's horse?
He did nothing of the kind. Colonel George Culpepper drew the road maps that enabled the general to retreat without getting potted by Union bullets.
And for that retreating surveyor, you want to name our poor defenseless baby Culpepper?
Don't call Uncle Culpepper a retreating surveyor. Anyway, it's only his middle name. Won't hurt him. He can just use the initial C. We can call him Junior, like I say.
I don't like the name Junior.
Maybe you'd like to call him Lillian, or name him after your uncle, who isn't even smart enough to...
Remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it. So...
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Yes, there's your cue to lovely, naturally lustrous hair. For soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo shampoo is not a soap, not a cream. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo glorifies your hair with your very first shampoo. Even in hardest water, Halo gives oceans of fragrant soft water lather, rinses away quickly, needs no after rinse. Halo removes embarrassing dandruff from both hair and scalp, leaves hair soft, shining, easy to manage. Ideal for children's hair, too. Ask for Halo at any drug or cosmetic counter.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
George, I'm not strong enough to argue with you, but I will not pin a name like Culpepper on my child. And I don't want him called Junior.
Now listen, Lillian Thornbush Watson. That's my boy, too, you know. I've been giving in to all your silly little whims for over 20 years now, but... But this is one time I'm going to have my way, you hear?
Excuse me, folks. I hope I'm not intruding.
No. Did you wish to see me about anything?
I just heard that you two have become the proud parents of a fine, healthy baby boy.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yeah, the doctor himself said he was the handsomest baby he had ever delivered in over 20 years of practice.
Is that a fact? Well, let me congratulate you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Watson is my name. Have a cigar.
Well, thank you, sir. William Bingham is my name. Have a package of...
Royal puddings. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Ladies, remember, the royal family of puddings includes royal tapioca puddings. And you haven't tasted tapioca until you've tried Royal. The original, only genuine royal tapioca. Royal tapioca is so rich, so delicious. So much smoother, creamier. Three scrumptious flavors. Royal chocolate tapioca, royal vanilla tapioca, and royal orange coconut tapioca. Remember, too, royal tapioca puddings, just like all royal puddings, give your children more food energy than sweet, fresh milk. Yes, even more food energy than the milk you make them with. So try Royal Tapioca Puddings.
Royal Puddings. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Thank you, but isn't it a little unusual for a new father to pass out packages of Royal Pudding instead of cigars?
Oh, I'm not a new father. I just happen to like Royal Pudding.
Just what is it you wish to see us about, Mr. Bingham?
Oh, nothing really. I was just passing by, and I heard you were the proud parents of a new baby boy, and I wanted to congratulate you.
Oh, well, now, thank you very much. Have a cigar. I'll give you one.
Yes. I don't smoke, but my wife will enjoy it.
Your wife smokes cigars?
Say, by the way, sir, I know that you two want to do everything possible to protect the future of your fine little boy. Now, there's no better way to assure him of a secure future than with life insurance.
Life insurance?
I represent the Paramutual Life Insurance of Butte, Montana. Now, we have a special policy designed for husky young fellas like your son, you know.
Life insurance? The kid's only a couple of days old. Give him time to catch his breath.
Well, of course, the insurance doesn't take effect for 2 or 3 years. But there's nothing like getting the paper signed early, I always say. Now, with our policy, your boy will start to receive payments every month when he reaches the age of 85.
85? Listen, I don't think we're interested.
Each monthly check after age 85 has been reached is delivered by the United States Postal Department. A fine, reliable organization.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll have to excuse me now, Mr. Bingham. We new fathers are holding a parade, and I...
Got to beat the drum, got to ring the bell, and tell the world about Marvelous Bell, B-E-L. You can do your dishes in half the time, do your dishes in half the time with B-E-L, Marvelous Bell.
Oh, don't ask the Jones to go to the movies with us. They're always late.
But they're on time now, Horace. Betty's changed to Bell and saves up to half her dishwashing time.
Yes, ladies, Bell cuts dishwashing time in half, makes dishes and glassware gleam without wiping. Leaves no soap scum or streaky film to polish away. Just wash with Bell and rinse. Without wiping, even glassware dries sparkling clear. Bell leaves no dishpan ring. And Bell gets pots and pans shiny clean without hard scouring by removing grease faster and more completely than soap.
And Bell is so wonderfully mild a hand.
Bell is the trademark of the Colgate Palmolive Feet Company.
B-E-L, Marvelous Bell.
And that's exactly what happened to me at the hospital last night, fellas. Can you imagine an insurance salesman being such an eager beaver?
Well, that was quite a surprise to you, I'm sure, George. But what about a name for your child? Did you and Lily...
Yeah, her.
How about it, George? Did you finally decide on a new name for the boy, or are you still holding out for Junior?
Well, a father has some rights, hasn't he?
Yes.
You think she owned the kid all by herself. I'm tired of giving in all the time to her. Man's got to put his foot down sometime.
George, what happened? What are you going to call your boy?
William.
William?
Yeah, but George is his middle name. I wouldn't give in on that boy. Yes, sir. William George Watson.
No, Junior, then?
Nah, Junior's too all-fired common. We're going to call him Bill. You know, the kid is a doggone cute fellow. I can't really believe it's true. You should see how he wrinkles up his little nose and then spits.
Harmony, beautiful changes in different keys we start in C, then change it to D, just fooling around, almost any old key. What's that? Hear that minor strain. What's that? There it goes again. There's so many people that we must please, and we're always changing those keys. First changed in C, changed in D, changed in we, changed in B, as easy as the weatherman.
Yeah, changes is right, brother. That's a swell song from now on. But that's all the time I'll have to tell you about my kid, Willie, on this morning's partly transcribed Gold Coast Rhythm. Mark Hall wrote the show, which Bev Dean produced with Ed Scott selling the Wonder Bread. Until this afternoon at 4... Yeah, it's the cutest kid you ever saw. It's at 4:45 and tomorrow morning at 8:15. This is George Watson saying so long from the WBBM Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.